What's up, everybody? Welcome to Disney News Weekly. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about Incredibles 2, the D23 Expo, and Disney March Madness. Hold on to your butts.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
Disney News Weekly. What's up, everybody? It's date night here on Disney News Weekly. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Leo.
This is my beef, Leo.
What's up?
We're ready to talk lots of Disney news here on the Popcorn Talk.
Shout out to Disney Film Facts for saying, dang, I'm still in awe over that logo. You flatter me too much, my dude.
Before we get started, everyone give this video a thumbs up. And, of course, follow the Popcorn Talk on YouTube at Popcorn Talk Network and on Twitter at Popcorn Talk.
Accurate. Do that.
And
what about you, though?
No, we don't do that anymore.
We don't do that anymore?
I just said my name's Sarah, and that's all I need to know. I got a Mickey shirt on.
That's on brand.
On brand. Leo's not on brand.
I am
okay.
Harry Potter. Remember what we talked about last week?
Yeah.
Unofficially on brand.
We got so much. I was so excited about the news that I was like, Leo, can I host tonight?
She did do that. That is, I can fact check that.
It's going to be a fun night. Little news, but like stuff that I'm excited
about.
Also,
we're a little bit interactive tonight. We have something that we want to run with you guys. If you guys seen this Disney bracket going around about what Disney movie is the best Disney movie, you can actually go online and get it and fill it out for yourself and play along with us a little bit later in the show.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go grab that right now, just type in Disney bracket, Disney movie
I'm
bracket.
I'm sure you guys have seen
It'll
it.
Come
I'm
up.
Sure you
yeah.
guys have already filled it
it's
out.
It's been spreading around the Disneyverse.
Yeah. But first, there was a new poster this week released for The Incredibles 2, and I love it. Have you seen this, Leo?
Yes, I have. The tan lines on the face.
Isn't it cute?
But it's weird because the movie's not about them going on vacation. It's about summer. But the poster to me says summer vacation. Like
the movie is about summer?
It comes out in the summer.
Right.
That's the point of this poster. It's like, this summer, The Incredibles are back. June 15th.
Right.
But the poster's like, and they're going to Hawaii, but we don't know.
Well, I think it's just supposed to be like, oh, look, they're like, they're fighting crime together as a family, you know?
I get it. It's just a little misleading, in my opinion.
What does the text say? It's going to be an incredible summer.
It could very possibly be that they are going on vacation in the movie. Who knows?
They might.
I don't know.
We don't know.
I know nothing.
My friend pointed out that there's some Disney concept art that features The Incredibles, like, it's almost the exact same art. It just seems like they updated it to, like, better CGI and, like, added the mask tan lines. But, like, they already had this art done.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's actually really interesting.
It's in, and I have the same box, but I never, sorry, I didn't include it or anything. It's in this postcard box of Pixar concept art.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But, I mean, it's great. Violet looked very different before.
Violet. Pixar, please confirm. Please give us a call here at Disney News Weekly and let us know what the truth is. We want to know.
I like it, though. I'm into it.
It's cute. I like it. I just think it's kind of like, oh, are they going on? Is this movie about vacation?
Yeah. I mean, that's not what I thought when I saw it. I just was like, summer.
Really?
Summer.
Summer to me is like barbecue.
Summer.
Not like luau. He's wearing a Hawaiian shirt. She's got they've got leis on and like they're tanned. It's like Hawaii. And look at the background. They're literally in Hawaii.
But we don't know where they are. They could be in any tropical
you
place.
Ever seen a beach like that in California? No.
No. But, like, remember in The Incredibles 1, they go to, like, he goes to that island.
So they're going on vacation is what you're telling me.
He goes to that island, like, all the time to fight robots.
All the time. Yeah, he buys a summer condo.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah. You got something to say?
I've got something to say to you guys, cold reading this bad boy here. I've got a question for everyone in the chat. And everyone listening at home on the podcast. You want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life? Well, for those of you who do, have we got the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos. Menounos. Just get that right, guys. Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder, and it drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to feel better in every single aspect of your life. So if you want to improve, every Friday, hang out with Maria Menounos on these interviews. From health and wellness to career and relationship, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Unless you have a big sister and you really like her, then Maria will be better than your current big sister.
God.
Just want to put that out there. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos absolutely free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us that sent you there. Specifically, Leo, that'd be cool. Say Leo from Disney News Weekly sent me. He's a really good homie. And she'll be like, oh my God, Leo, he's so sweet. I met him at the Christmas party. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out, please, guys. Maria is kind enough to let us have this show on here. Thank you for that, Maria. We really appreciate it. So we hope you guys will check out her podcast. And now back to your regularly scheduled Disney News.
I bet a lot of people didn't even know that this show is founded by Maria Menounos.
Maria Menounos, yeah. You guys have seen her. You remember, you know when you go to the theaters?
First
and you're sitting there, it's like, here's the first
AMC
look.
AMC first look
on Game of Thrones.
That's our girl.
That's our girl. Every time she comes on, I go see a movie, I'm like, that's my boss.
Someone was pointing out that Disney World announced incredible summer events leading up to Incredibles 2.
Okay, I'll take it.
Just saying. But that isn't the only movie we got new posters for. Infinity War has five new posters.
Oh, by the way, someone's pointing out Maria Menounos was part of E. She was on E Entertainment. I think she was a host on E News.
Yeah. Forever.
Forever and ever.
Here's
but
these
Avengers
posters.
Got new posters, yeah.
A lot of people are speculating about what it means that these characters are split up. So here on this one, we have Shuri.
It means that Captain America and Bucky have chosen the cool team. That's what it means.
Cap, Bucky, Shuri, Nebula, and Mantis. And then on the next one is...
The purple team.
Yeah, Thor, Star-Lord, Gamora, Groot. It's like almost all of the Guardians and then Thor.
If you want to ship Star-Lord and Thor, you would call him Star-Thord.
We do see, remember in that clip when he's like, who are you guys?
Mm-hmm. That's when I shipped him.
So like, that maybe makes sense. And possibly. Then on the green one, it's Black Widow, Black Panther.
Skrull.
What?
Skrull?
Black Widow Skrull.
Oh,
you think
Skrull?
So?
Yeah
everyone thinks so.
It's because green, that's true. Black Widow, Black Panther, Black Hulk, and just kidding.
And Okoye. And then on Team Yellow, we have...
Scarlet Witch, Vision, looks like...
War Machine.
Anthony Mackie.
And
Don Cheadle.
Yeah.
they're not superheroes, they're just them.
They're just guys. And then Team Red is Tony, Strange,
Spidey. This is the best team, clearly.
What does it mean?
What's his...
The guy from Doctor Strange?
Yeah, I forgot his name.
I hate that movie.
We know. Okay, we know. Doesn't mean you have to hate the character.
What do we think it means?
I think it means that they needed to make posters.
Someone says, I heard they were all matched with each stone.
Oh, that's true. Okay, so wait, what's blue? Which one's blue? Let's go through the... Hold on, let me look this up. Infinity...
Thank you for that. I just saw that zoom in. Is all of red team going to die?
Oh, Infinity Stone colors. Yeah, it's basically like an episode of Guts or Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Spidey isn't going to die, so no, red team.
Well, you don't know.
No,
Spidey
he signed
dies
on
in the
for
comics.
Like 10
Spoiler
movies.
Alert. Yeah, maybe as a ghost like Obi-Wan. You can't listen, okay?
Oh my God.
You can't.
Wong,
you can't be
his
sure.
name is Wong.
Wong, that's what it is. Hold on. I found it. Okay. So red is the mind gem. And these are all people that use their mind. They're all smart people. Right. Tony Strange and Spider-Man are all geniuses.
Yeah, because Hulk,
Wong also,
not smart at all.
No, he's a dumb.
And Shuri,
well, let's go to the next color.
The
go to the next color. Let's see what
yeah.
we can see. So yellow is the power gem, which the power
is the
gem,
one in his head.
It gives him power. I guess that Falcon and War Machine are powerful, and the Scarlet Witch has like mutant power type powers.
The way I took it was that their suits give them power, but they're actually just human.
No, no, because Vision is a robot.
No, sorry, referring to what was his name?
Oh, their suits
Falcon,
give them power.
Falcon
yeah.
and Don Cheadle.
Yeah. True. Don Cheadle. We can't ever give them the real names.
The
okay, what else we got? What's the other one? Green is the Space Gem, which. Okay, I give up. The
and
Hulk
the
is
wall.
Green.
Yeah. She's a Skrull. I don't know.
She's a Skrull. The Black Panther.
Maybe it means
they made
nothing.
The most money. They made a ton of money opening
green.
Day. Green, green, green.
Ragnarok.
And then purple is the Soul Gem because they listen to soul music. And Thor Ragnarok had a lot of soul to it, and that's why it was popular.
And so does the Guardians.
Guardians has a lot of soul. Yeah, those are movies
Ooga
with soul.
Chaka.
And then blue Ooga is Chaka. The Time Gem, and their time is up. If you know what I'm saying, I don't know what I'm saying.
Bucky and Captain are like timeless. Remnants.
Timeless. They're from the old times.
Yeah, exactly.
And Shuri, she ain't got time for them shoes. You know what I'm saying?
She ain't got time for colonizers.
No. All right, but we didn't. There's no representation of the reality gem.
Vision has the Mind Stone. Everyone's like,
Does it, yeah, he has a Mind Stone.
Not
in
power.
His, well, I'm. Well, no, he's on the yellow poster.
They said in the MCU.
Oh, in the actual. Yeah. Yeah, he has the mind. No, he has the.
All right, whatever. I don't care, honestly.
Honestly, it's too confusing.
I wanted to theorize, but now I don't.
I quit.
Anyways, moving on.
Yeah,
they're cool posters, but moving on. Leo.
Yes.
They announced D23 Expo dates for 2019.
Tell me. Tell me what you're going
to
tell me.
August 23rd to 25th at the Anaheim Convention Center.
Dope. That's all. I was at WonderCon this last weekend, and everyone was asking me, dude, you going to D23 this year? I'm like, dude, it's every other year. I'm so surprised that people don't know that, because Disney didn't become trendy until like the last D23.
I know, it's really weird for me to see like regular convention goers like talk about D23 like it's like part of the con circuit, because it is now, but it feels so separate to me.
Give it back to us. Stop trying to,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like I've been going since 2009 when none of y'all were there. Pretentious Disney fan over here.
Remember when you tried to meet me
in 2013.
Yeah.
I didn't try to meet you. I just knew you were there, and I was like, I wonder what
I became. I literally became single like the day before. And you were like, I'm on the hunt.
I was like, ooh, like Tracy Hines is here. I wonder if that cute guy will be with her.
That's good enough. I'll take it.
And then every night at my friend's house when I was staying near Anaheim, I was like liking all Leo's pics, and he was liking all mine. But we didn't meet up till after.
Like, those are some short shorts. You had a picture of short shorts. It was summer and you were Mickey, and I was like, look at them gams.
Well, that was after D23.
Oh, sorry. I apologize.
Anyway, it's like becoming real.
It's, what do you mean it's becoming real?
Like, it's D23? Just, it feels like it just happened, but also it feels like it's so close again.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's also like one of those things where, you know, because it's not like other cons. You know, like, it's so different, and everyone's like, oh, you're going to go? I'm like, why? I mean, I'm not saying people shouldn't go, obviously.
First of all, why wouldn't you be going?
Yeah, first of all.
Like, of course you're going to go.
But it's like, yeah, especially, like, I'm like, I've been clinging to this Disney game for a long time, yeah. You know what I mean? People are just like, I just want to go to cosplay, and that's cool. But I'm like, leave the tickets, because this is like a fans convention.
Right, it's like the only convention where I go to, like, panels, like, all day.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, but...
I'm hyped.
Speaking of conventions, WonderCon was this weekend. It was a lot of fun. And next weekend is PAX East, which I'll be at. So if any of you guys are going to be at PAX East, hit me up. And then what else? That's it. That's all my convention news. Oh, I do want to say one thing, speaking of upcoming things. Tomorrow, I'm actually going to be on the DCast. So if
they might have been like saving that as a surprise.
No, they literally have been tweeting it for like the last 2 days. Okay, and they posted it on their Instagram, and they put it in their story. Okay. It's fine. The reason I mention it is because they want to know if you guys have any questions for me. So make sure you go on Twitter, follow at the DCast, and tweet them questions so that I can answer them on the podcast tomorrow. That would be spectacular. Continue.
Anyway.
You may continue.
Now we're going to talk about the Disney bracket.
Ooh, the Disney bracket.
So.
Which, by the way, I've been like, I'm like, this is not.
Leah's been avoiding this.
I've been avoiding it. Sarah made me do it before the show. Because, can I just say our thoughts at the very beginning?
Sure.
Because I was like, well, what's the point? The Lion King is always the winner.
Yeah.
The Lion King is the best. Guys, look, I love Disney. I love all the Disney movies. I love Pixar. I love all the Pixars. But Lion King is arguably the best Disney movie of all time. Mm-hmm. It is like the perfection of the Renaissance trial and error period. It is like the launch of a furry generation. It is like... The movie, I mean, Elton John did like all the, it's like the
Leo
movie.
And I,
it's like the most perfect Disney animated film.
Lion King is neither
it's not even
our
my
favorite movie. We objectively both agree that it's so far above any other Disney animated movie that it can't even be a part of the discussion.
In terms of execution and
plot, pacing, plot, characters, and music, animation, everything. Bam, 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 bam.
Too many reasons.
Anyway, so the first bracket that kind of went Disney viral is... No, the other one.
See, here's the thing.
And people,
I think the bracket is supposed to be based on your favorites.
Right.
But we like can't help but do it objectively.
Well, I think you're supposed to do it objectively. I don't know. People are feeling it differently. This is the first one, and people had issues with it because the pairings are weird.
Some of them are like, but it doesn't matter because ultimately the pairings are it's irrelevant because like the best movie should come out on top.
Putting Moana and Frozen against, it's just like people had issues. And so a friend of ours made this new version. His name is Adam Earnhardt. And he made it, you probably can't read the text on the bottom, but it says, the rankings are set up based on their Rotten Tomatoes score and their worldwide box office adjusted for inflation. So it's like a much better, like equal movies are like paired up against each other on this one. Mm-hmm. So it's like better.
Some of them are kind of like, oh, dang. But
right.
But so, I've been in enough tournaments to know that seeds only matter if there's a skill set. And there's no skill set here. It's just like objective, what's better.
A lot of people are filling it out in different ways. I was talking to this about this with some friends on Twitter because some people are basing it off, like some people are taking into things into consideration that I never would take into consideration, like parks influence and like just like random things. That I mean,
you can do it in those ways, but I filled it out what's the better movie in my opinion.
Yeah, I filled it out based on just like the movie.
Yeah. Of course, it's all. Of course, that is a subjective analysis ultimately, because I might think a movie's better that someone else might not. But should we go through these?
Like quickly, yeah. Okay, Nemo versus Cars.
Nemo. I gave it to Nemo. Yeah.
Yes. Monsters Inc. Toy Story.
Monsters Inc.
I did Toy Story.
Mm. That's fair. That's fair. I just.
You I might think, be right.
No. Here's the thing. I do think Toy Story is I think it might be the better movie. It's also a trailblazing movie. Mm-hmm. Monsters, Inc. to me, though, is not just like an accomplishment in CGI, but also like a great comedy.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Either way, Finding Nemo would beat Monsters or Toy Story for me.
Not to me. I gave Monsters, Inc. the win. You gave it Monsters. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Although I can...
Finding Nemo goes really far for me. Anyway.
Monsters, Inc. made it all the way to the end.
Incredibles over Bug's Life.
Incredibles over both. Yeah.
Toy Story 2 over Ratatouille.
Yes.
Incredibles over Toy Story 2. Yes.
Yes.
So then I had Finding Nemo beating Incredibles.
See, I had Monsters, Inc. beating Incredibles.
Finding Nemo is just like such a good Pixar movie.
It really, really is. But I think that Monsters, Inc. is, I don't know, I think that world feels, I feel the world is better crafted and the characters are a little bit more memorable than Finding Nemo.
But like Dory is like the most famous Pixar character.
Yeah, but Mike
maybe.
Wazowski?
I think Dory is more famous than Mike Wazowski.
In kids. But I think that Mike Wazowski, they're both good characters.
They're
but
really
also like
equal,
you've got then
like,
you've got Boo and Sully and it's like the accompanying cast is stronger overall than just Dory and Nemo. You know, and Marlin, he's not strong. The seagulls maybe. You know what I mean? Yeah. I it's tough. I totally agree that Finding
like
Nemo deserves to be above Monsters, Inc. I personally. Yeah. That one's a tight. That's one of those tight ones for me.
Yeah. Toy Story 3 over Brave?
Absolutely.
Coco over Up?
Yes, I know that's controversial.
It's hard.
But I know that Up's a beautiful movie, but let's be honest, the first 15 minutes of Up are the best part of that movie. It's not a bad movie overall, but Coco is a better movie consistently through, and I believe it's a more meaningful movie overall. So I gave it to Coco.
Inside Out over Monsters
Better
U.
Music too, by the way. No, I gave Monsters U the one up on that one.
I don't even like Inside Out.
I don't like Inside Out either.
Monsters U was like not very good.
Really? I thought it was kind of funny.
Kind of funny.
Monsters MU was funnier than Inside Out was good to me. So I gave it to MU.
All right. And I did WALL-E over Finding Dory.
You're probably right there Inside Out was better. It doesn't matter. It dies anyway. Because yes, WALL-E over Finding Dory. And then WALL-E beats
over,
Inside Out.
Yeah.
And Monsters University, so it's relevant.
Coco versus WALL-E?
WALL-E.
But that, I do think that is my personal preference getting in the way. I do think Coco is maybe a better movie.
No, I think WALL-E's a better movie because it's a better told story. It has like barely any dialogue. And I think that the meaning is really, really powerful too.
It is, but visually. I don't think it's like good pacing.
Maybe not.
Like,
maybe
the
not.
Beginning is, like, really slow, and I love the beginning,
but
then
Coco
it's, like,
Coco has a
fast.
Little bit of pacing issue as well.
But not as much.
Not as much.
This is me trying to be objective.
Me too. I don't know. I just think that WALL-E is a really beautiful piece. WALL-E, to me, is more of a painting.
WALL-E is my favorite Pixar movie.
Yeah, WALL-E's good. WALL-E's up there, top three.
But, anyway.
By the way, guys, we just want to point out, it's totally cool if we disagree. Yeah. It's just, like, we're
You're
trying
wrong,
to be objective, but ultimately it's objective because it's just opinion-based.
Okay, other side. Disney Animation side.
Disney Animation.
Hunchback over Nightmare.
It doesn't matter.
Lion King over Hunchback. Little
Mermaid over Tarzan. Aladdin over Hercules.
I did Hercules over Aladdin. And I think I filled it out before and I did Aladdin over Hercules.
Yeah. I just don't think Hercules is that strong of a movie.
I think you're right. Mulan over Beauty and the Beast.
Great song, though. I actually gave Beauty and the Beast the advantage.
I know
there.
You did. Here's where it gets tricky is I haven't been using importance to the history of animation as a thing. Beauty and the Beast would be crazy winning all over the
place. And if that's the case, though, then Toy Story sweeps Pixar.
Right. Exactly. That's why I haven't.
So that's why I'm not doing that, yeah.
Anyway, I just think that Beauty and the Beast has so many plot holes.
Yeah, but I think Mulan is more of a boring movie.
I think I'm just, sick of Beauty and the Beast.
Mulan has good scenes, but it's a boring movie.
No, Mulan is an incredible movie.
I don't know, man. It has good individual scenes. Mulan is incredible.
Anyway, Zootopia, Lilo and Stitch over Princess and the Frog, sorry.
Yeah.
Zootopia over Lilo and Stitch.
Correct.
Tangled over Moana.
Absolutely.
So hard.
That's
though.
That was the toughest one on this list.
Yeah.
For sure. But Sarah and I, we talked a little bit about it before. And Tangled
is really, very good.
It's a really good movie.
Good songs, great pacing.
It's the new Little Mermaid.
Like incredible character arcs.
Yeah.
Like I can't even.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
Anyway, but Moana, that was really hard. Yeah. Frozen over Bolt.
Easy.
Ralph over Big Hero 6.
Yes. Which I hated that those two were paired, but Ralph is a better movie. So then...
Back up to the top.
Lion
King over Little Mermaid.
Yes.
Mulan over Hercules.
I put Aladdin over Beauty and the Beast, so it's fine.
Fine.
Which is arguable, by the way. I just think Aladdin...
It doesn't matter Aladdin was, Lion King wins.
Right? I know, but Aladdin, I feel, is stronger than Beauty and the Beast simply because it was, still, a princess-style movie, but with, a male protagonist, but it didn't feel like a masculine movie, if you know what I'm saying.
Right.
So I kind of thought that was kind of neat.
But whatever, Lion King wins it out.
Anyways,
for the final four.
That whole
place.
Bracket, Lion King wins.
Tangled over Ralph.
Tangled over Zootopia. Wait, over Ralph.
Tangled over Zootopia.
Yes.
Ralph over Frozen.
Right. And then Tangled,
Tangled over,
over
Ralph.
Ralph. Right.
So the final four for me were Finding Nemo, WALL-E, Tangled, Lion King.
Yes. For me, it was Monsters, Inc., WALL-E, Tangled, Lion King.
Very equal.
Very close.
Yeah. And then the ultimate winner is
Lion King. Wait, who wins between Monsters, Inc. and WALL-E? And, or for you?
Finding Nemo and WALL-E?
Yeah. For me, Monsters, Inc. beats WALL-E. Again, just as an enjoyable movie, I think Monsters, Inc. is more enjoyable. So I put that the winner. And then obviously Lion King beats Tangled. And then Lion King beats Monsters, Inc. for the ultimate win.
For me, Finding Nemo beats WALL-E. Lion King beats Tangled. Lion King beats Finding Nemo, so Lion King wins overall.
Lion King wins.
The thing is, I love WALL-E so much, but I don't think it's the best Pixar movie. No. It's just my favorite Pixar movie. Anyway, Lion King wins.
Yeah. I just think, in my opinion, Monsters, Inc. is the most balanced Pixar movie between silly, fun, enjoyable, funny, well done, creative, well executed. It's just a good balanced film.
There's a lot of different versions of this going around now. There's a version that includes pre-90s movies.
People are fighting about Bug's Life in the chat. It's not a bad movie, but it's not good.
It's definitely
as good as
not
everything
top
else.
Five Pixar.
Someone's saying that Bug's Life has some good female representation.
It sure does. Well, that's because Ant. It would be a bad representation of ant communities if they didn't have female in the lead. Anyway,
ants everywhere would be offended.
Yeah, ants would be offended. Insect. What do you call someone who studies insects?
An ornith. Wait, was that a bird?
Insectologists.
Yeah, I forget what it is.
Anyway, so that was fun. I've been begging Leo to fill it out.
I just
for
think
a while.
I'm like, it's pointless. Lion King, man.
Yeah, Lion King's just the best movie ever.
Yeah, I'm going through it in my head. Yeah, that's pretty accurate. If not, the outcome is right. There could be some things I could go back. I could flip flop.
It's just crazy. I want this to be over already. Just because I keep seeing people's brackets that they post, and I'm just like. You have Zootopia winning this whole thing?
Really?
Yeah, and I'm like, what?
If you have Zootopia winning this whole thing, I respect your opinion. Just don't hang out with me.
Or people with Coco winning the whole thing. And I'm like, Coco is wonderful.
You can't let emotions carry you.
You can't let the most recent thing sway you. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Entomologist, thank you. That's the word I was looking for. Anyways, what else we got?
Sorry, I'm just so random.
Mostly, how do you guys feel? What are your faves? Let us know in the chat. What would have won for you? Just type it in right now as we move on.
So, Leah, remember when we went to Disney After Dark?
Oh, you know what? Correction. High School Musical is the winner.
If a Goofy movie were in there, it'd be over.
yes, I remember when we went to Disney After Dark, Sarah.
It was throwback night. They announced the next event in this series, Star Wars Night, on May 4th.
We always knew, though.
Well, when they originally announced this series of events, they said, like, look forward to future events, including, like, things like Star Wars, you know? So we knew it was going to happen.
Like Star Wars, a.k.a. the next one is Star Wars. Yeah. I think that is a cool theme. I thought throwback was cool, but it felt a little empty. Star Wars, I think there's a lot more to work with, a lot more atmosphere that they could potentially build that stands out, because Disney basically was Disney-themed Disney Day. It's like, well, it's already, the park's already Disney-themed because it is Disney. But Star Wars, you can dress things up a little better. You can have stormtroopers walking around a little bit more actively.
Right. Sorry, it's not on May the 4th. It's on May the 3rd, but it'll go over until May the 4th.
It's less subtle to say. It'll be a little bit more overt of a theme. And also, I thought the vintage thing was cool, but I've seen that a million times at Dapper Day. It'll be neat to see Star Wars attire at the parks.
Well, yeah, I mean, the question remains, will people be allowed to wear costumes to this event? Mm-hmm. I hope so. I think that would be cool.
I think that would be really cool. I think it's because it's a special ticketed event, they can allow it.
Yeah, I think they should.
They can control it a little easier. It's not as big of a crowd.
These experiences are starting after Disney After Dark, but you, if you go, will be the first to experience the March of the First Order and be able to be the first people to meet Rey in the Star Wars launch bay. Mm. Rey face character.
Not a fan of her hair.
Well, okay, like, it's a lace front. What are you going to do?
Make a better wig. They're Disney. They can figure it out.
And Hyperspace Mountain is coming back.
Hey!
I know, like, some people, I like Hyperspace Mountain.
I thought it was cool. I like the TIE fighter in it.
Themed decor, Star Wars themed photo opportunities. In my head, I think they're probably going to bring out the photo ops that they have for the Disney races, the Star Wars Disney races, because they already have those, and they're really good photo ops. There's ones where you can be, it makes it look like you're hanging upside down in the ice, like Luke.
Oh, that's cool.
They have that one. They have the one where the walls
are
coming
races?
In. The Disney races, the Run Disney events. They have these photo ops already made for those.
I was thinking like the races in the Star Wars. Jawas.
I've never gotten Gungans to take photos at those things because I never stop to take photos.
You're just a machine, Sarah.
Because I'm just running. But I feel like that's what they're going to be using, which would be really cool because they are really cool photo ops. Complimentary photo pass, blah, 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 all this stuff.
It'll be interesting to see who's out and about and like in the costume thing is a big one. Like what else are they going to dress up to? Like, does Fantasyland, or is it all in Tomorrowland?
No, I think you can go everywhere, but I think most things will be happening, like, in certain areas, yeah. Based on, like, my Facebook, a lot of people we know are going to this one who didn't go to Throwback Night.
Oh, it makes more sense. I mean, if you go to Dapper Day.
I'm sure, like, the 501 and all those people are going to this.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. And, by the way, nothing against the 501, but they're, you know.
Intense.
They're intense. Yeah.
Yeah. So, update for annual pass holders. Annual pass holders had the opportunity to get tickets before everyone else yesterday, and all the AP tickets are sold out. And so, tickets will go on sale for the general public what day? The 29th tomorrow.
There you go.
So, if you're interested in going, do that. Here's what I have to say about Disneyland After Dark. Regardless of the theme, if you are someone who like doesn't get to go to Disneyland that often, Disneyland After Dark events are a really good time to go because you can enter at 6 p.m. and go until, what, 1 a.m.?
Yeah.
7 hours of time with no lines for any rides. So it's like a better time to visit the park than any regular day. Mm. If you, like, take a nap and you're down to stay till 1 a.m., you get way more for the same amount of money as a day ticket
for this
event.
So people are asking, what is the 501? So the 501st is a group of Star Wars. It's like a very rule-heavy group of Star Wars costumers where all of the costumes are movie accurate and you have to apply and you have to be graded and be allowed into the 501st. Once in, you get invited to special events like charity works, hospital things, parades, and you have to do like one or two a year in order to stay a member. But you get to do all these kind of cool events, some of them with Lucasfilm and things on like that and so on and so forth. What I'm wondering is, do you think they'll bring all the characters from Star Wars Weekend out? Remember a lot of those characters? You know, that first of all, they have the action figure photo ops, which are kind of cool.
They also have more characters out for the races.
The characters are out. Yeah, I just think like Ahsoka, someone's pointing out in the chat, Ahsoka or Ezra. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, they literally had a BB-8 meet and greet yeah. at the Disney.
I have a feeling all those characters are going to pop out. Also, they had a stage show for Star Wars Weekends. I wonder if that will have some sort of representation.
Can they just let adults participate in Jedi Training Academy?
Oh my God, for once, please.
That would be like everyone's dream.
Imagine them swinging a lightsaber at Vader, though. They could, like, crack him in the head.
Anyway, sadly, Leo and I are both not able to go to this event.
That's a bummer.
So we won't be there, but I'm very sad about it. Well, you're filming a thing, and I'm going to a wedding out of state.
Oh, it's that weekend. Yeah. Yes.
You forgot why we're not Tokyo.
Yeah.
You thought we were in Tokyo?
Yeah, I thought that
No, Leo and I are going to Tokyo Disneyland in, like, a month, so that's happening. Yeah, so...
That's cool. I mean, I think it's a good theme to kick things off, really, because the first one was sort of like a trial, I feel. This one, they can lean a little bit more heavily into it. It'll be interesting to see what they do. I'm really sad I can't go, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, very, very bummed. But if you do go, let me know.
Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, moving on.
We know that Toy Story Land is coming to Disney World. But we have not talked very much about how it is coming to Shanghai Disneyland and opening next month.
Oh.
So we have some pictures.
We just missed it.
Here's the Slinky Coaster. We missed it by like a year. Mm-hmm. Here's the Slinky Coaster. Here is the RC...
thing.
I'm hesitant to call it a coaster.
It's the, like the back and forth thing.
I hate that thing. I can't go on that kind of thing.
You hate everything. Doesn't move at 0 miles an hour.
I hate going backwards. You know that's my number one thing. That's why I like don't go on Everest and I can hardly handle
Frozen. That's why your car has been parked for 7 years in the garage because you can't pull out.
I can't back out.
Yeah.
Anyway, and here's this little kid bullseye ride. Toe Mater. Junkyard Jamboree.
Is that what it is?
Well, it's like the same ride, basically.
Oh, so excited.
So... you say, oh, I'm so excited for that?
Could you not hear the hint of
Sarcasm? Sarcasm?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yes.
I don't know why I was saying that. I will never ride that part.
Maybe I'll ride it one day when there's no line. It's not a ride for
me. At Shanghai? We going back to Shanghai?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're rich and famous and ballers.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, so it's happening soon.
Honestly, though, in China, that's going to be like a huge hit.
They
like slow rides.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They like slow ones.
I feel like there's going to be no line for that RC coaster thing.
Too much, too intense.
Too intense.
It's a weird thing about China. When we were there, we were informed that thrill rides are a little bit intense culturally, so they prefer like slower, easier going rides. So
that's
the
why
line,
there's...
So like, here's an example. The line for Tron, like 40 minutes max.
Yeah,
the line for Soarin' was six hours.
Yeah.
For Soarin', you guys, over Tron.
The same Soarin' that we have.
The same exact Soarin'. Actually, weirder, because you're led on the trip by a shaman who turns into a moth.
Does she turn into like a hawk?
She turns into a bunch of weird things. Yeah, but she's like, the stars will guide you to the ancient land. Get on the ride. And then you go on and you're like, everyone's like, yeah! And
they like it because it's like a pretty, it's cool technology, but it's not like thrilling, like cool.
It doesn't shake you up.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Anyways. What else? What else? What else?
That's it, man.
I like the theming. I like the way they're looking.
You do?
Yeah. I think they're cool looking rides. It's very Toy Story. Yeah, I dig it. Look at the Tinkerbell.
Well, time of the world, let me have it.
Looks like a fun land.
I was living the life. Things were just the way they should be.
Okay, Randy Newman, chill out.
Looking out of the blue.
Okay, all right. All right, all right.
Little rocket. All of a sudden, some strange things are happening to me.
Strange things are happening to me. Okay, anyway.
This is copyright infringement.
Trust me. No one's claiming that that's an accurate representation of that song.
Someone asked, is Tron really that fast?
It's all right. It's not like super
fast. It's not that fast.
That's the point. It's not even that crazy. Yeah, kids playing with the toy box. That's a great theme. I like it. It's like your mini. It's kind of like Shrunk Land, but with toys. You know,
yeah.
Shrunk Land.
Yeah, y'all miss Bugs Land? Go to Shanghai. Get shrunk.
Get shrunk. Get shook and shrunk. What else we got?
That's it.
That's it?
You want to talk about anything?
Is there anything you guys want us to talk about? I feel like I'm forgetting something that happened. You guys want us to do a cover of Strange Things?
I'm doing Veda next month. Get ready. That's not news. This isn't Sarah movie news.
Sarah movie. What did you say? What?
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Yeah. They are shoving Toy Story down our throats, but it's a great. I mean, it sells toys.
Well, what's weird is it's kind of random. You know what I mean?
It is.
Like, since when did Toy Story become such a high priority concept?
When they had three movies.
Yeah, but that was 2010. It's 2018 now.
Yeah, but you still know all about Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz.
And Woody. Oh, and Jesse. They're all, like, very popular. It's like Mickey Mouse. It's like Mickey Mouse.
It's extremely popular, but
Mickey Mouse hasn't had a movie in, like, a bajillion years.
It's great. Well, he has shorts.
That's not a movie.
It's crazy that they're, like, giving it its own land. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but for Pixar, it's, like, their premier property.
No,
literally,
Cars is...
They already have Cars Land.
Not everywhere. They're putting Toy Story Land in like every park.
Yeah, but there's
park.
No Toy Story Land. They need to create an appeal for people to travel to see something new.
They already have Toy Story Land in Hong Kong. Yeah. Now they have it in Shanghai. It's going to Florida. And we're getting Pixar Pier with a Toy Story neighborhood. There's a lot of Toy Story.
Maybe toys are more popular in Asia than cars.
Toy Story 4 is happening.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. See? Investment in the future.
Right, but like, you know.
They're going to keep it going. And then it's going to get an animated series like Tangled. And then there's like a line of merchandise. Like Cars also has merchandising.
Toy Story animated series.
I'd watch it. And you can introduce new toys all the time.
Strange.
Okay, babe.
When you were a kid, did you think your toys came to life after seeing Toy Story?
I didn't think I knew.
You knew?
Yeah, because I would play with them and they would come to life in my mind. God. And then sometimes, because I would like hang my stuffed animals on the wall and then they would do this.
It's terrifying.
You just didn't do that?
No, I wasn't. I didn't live in a haunted house.
No, shut up. Everybody's did that.
Shut up. Stop.
Yours didn't do that?
Stop.
I thought that's totally normal.
Stop. He's trolling me.
You're
now.
The weird one.
He's trolling me.
Not me. I used to have conversations with Buddy all the time.
Toy Story will never die. It's true, because they're toys.
I just saw you punch it on me.
Oh, yeah, I saw it too. No, there's not. It was like a light
year.
Light.
Year.
Buzz Light. No. Do we want to talk about Bugs Land somewhere? Because people keep bringing it up.
Bye.
There's one person who keeps tweeting at me being like, see, they should have kept Bugs Land. And it's like related to something totally irrelevant.
That's literally the nature of 99% of the internet. Yeah, bye Bugs. I don't care. Like, I think it's cool. You had your time. You were a neat theme. Here comes something cooler that everyone can enjoy instead of 2-year-olds
Yikes,
only.
Yikes, Zeke. What horrors did Woody and the gang witness during Andy's teenage years?
They weren't there for that. Oh, yeah, they were.
Yeah, they were. They were under
they
the
saw
bed.
Some strange things
they were
happening.
They were in the toy box. Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Howdy, howdy. Oh, my God, Andy.
Look, I'm Woody. Howdy, howdy, howdy. That's okay, my impression. Sure. Do you want to do a Toy Story impression?
I can't do any.
You can't do any?
I mean, I know, like, there's a snake in my boots, but that's
and
like...
your angry eyes, just in case.
That was my Mrs. Potato.
Oh, I was like, what character was that?
Your angry eyes.
Just sound Jewish. That's all she is. Just do your
I don't have to try to sound Jewish.
Yes, you do. You have to do that stereotypical Jewish accent. Do it.
She doesn't have a New Jersey accent.
Yes, she
your
does.
Mother.
That? Yeah, that's how she talks.
No, she doesn't. That's not how she talks.
She totally is a Jewish potato.
She's a Jewish spud.
Jewish spud.
I'm a married spud.
Guys, covering the important facts here on Disney News Weekly, is Mrs. Potato Head Jewish? Who's their voice actress? Let's find that out.
Oh, my God. What other impressions can
I do?
I'll
look her up right now. Miss Potato. Hey, Woody. I don't know.
Can what you do a Joan Cusack?
Miss Potato Head.
Hi.
Voice.
That's a pretty good hey in Joan Cusack's voice. Hey!
Oh, she is totally. Come on. Estelle Harris? It?
Oh, isn't that the mom on Everybody Loves Raymond?
Yes. Super Jewish. Like the most Jewish actress of all time.
The most Jewish actress of all time.
Next to Bette Midler.
So. I think Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, Barbara Streisand.
Jewish actress of all time.
She's in the top three.
Yeah. You can't do any Toy Story?
Well, because it's like none of them stand out. It's like Tom Hanks. I can't do an impression of him. I can't do an impression of Woody Allen. I mean, Tim Allen. I can't do, what's his name? Ham. What's it?
Ratzenberger.
Ratzenberger. I can't do the guy from Princess Life. That inconceivable, you know.
Oh, yeah. The Rex.
The Rex guy. Yeah, I'm not. I guess none of those. I can't do Toy Story voices in my life. What is it?
Shoot as much as you want. You can't run out. That's from Toy Story Mania.
They're just like regular sounding people.
Hey,
Jim Varney, isn't he the Slinky Dog?
No, we can't. I don't Slinky. I can do a good Woody when Slinky closes the window on him. Slinky!
You get points for intonation and the proper... but you don't sound like Tom Hanks.
I am Mrs. Nesbitt! What about Sid? You can't do a good Sid?
What does Sid sound like?
Tomorrow's forecast.
Tomorrow's... Nah, I can't do it. He's too young. Bo Peep, do the aliens.
Ooh.
That's cheating.
The claw. The claw chooses who will go and who will stay.
Definitely not my strong suit, Toy Story. I'm Barbie.
That's your Jodie Benson impression?
That's my Jodie Benson. I'm Barbie. Boos Lightyear.
You love Emily. She's an artist. She's got that messed up face.
We should just do it. Remember the Time Disney edition.
Woody's Roundup. Right here every day.
Anyway. Woody's what else? Roundup. What else can we talk about?
That's it, man.
Is that
That's it?
It. Is that it for
That's
us?
The news. That's the news.
All right, we'll close this out then.
Okay.
Go for it. You're the host tonight.
Yeah, I forgot. Thanks for watching this episode of Disney News Weekly. Be sure to give this video a thumbs up if you liked it. And, you know, leave a comment if you want, telling us how we're doing. And
oh, you know what we can do?
You want
to
rap?
No, not going to rap, but I'll give some shout-outs. Shout-out to Jaw Movie. Shout-out to Super Iron Halo. To
Natasha Reddy.
Madeline Natasha Reddy, of course. Dominique DeLuna. Darlene2319. She's a droid. Aiden Talia, of course. Bamboo72.
Allison Scott.
4-9. I wasn't done giving all of Bamboo's numbers, okay? Emily
Tanya
Lewis.
W.
I'm doing the Woody's Roundup right now. Oh, here's it. What is it? How does the song go? Woody's Roundup.
Right here every day. Woody's Roundup. Come on, it's time to play.
We got Super Jesse Iron Halo and the Jaws movies. Carly Monteith.
He's and Woody's Monet horse.
Carly.
Meet the old prospector.
You're
and
Woody's
Woody, the man of self. Of course, it's time for Woody's Roundup.
Ricardo He's Sandoval, Elena Lissette, Salmic Fernandez, too. Anyways, there's a shout outs Woody Roundup edition. It's poorly executed.
That was so good. We should do an album. Anyway, follow Popcorn Talk on Twitter at The Popcorn Talk and on YouTube at Popcorn Talk Network. Wait, Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
What'd you get for your bracket?
Oh, yeah, dude.
I was squirming in my seat every day when I heard you guys going.
Why didn't you pop it? I really forgot to ask you.
Oh, that's why you were quiet.
I just feel so, like, inadequate for this.
Just tell us your top four and your final.
Oh, God. All right, get ready to roll your eyes.
It's okay.
All right, top four. So, top left is Toy Story.
Oh, there you go.
Bottom left is Coco.
All right.
Top right is Hercules.
All right.
And bottom right is Lilo and Stitch.
You know what? I like how you view movies. And what's your number one?
Toy Story. That's the first, like, one of the
but
first
see, but we did say, we did say Toy Story deserves to be on this list if you look at it from that point of view.
Yeah.
I'm really into the fact that you love Lilo and Stitch and Coco so much, my man.
Oh, yeah. I love those.
And the Herculoids. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, anything with, like a little bit of sci-fi thrown in there, I'm all for it.
So I'm not Big Hero 6, though.
I actually Wreck-It Ralph took... I enjoyed Wreck-It Ralph more than Big Hero.
I am with you on that one.
The video game references just top it all, yeah.
Well, let's see if the new one can top this one.
Yeah, I hope so.
Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Yeah. Make sure you follow us on all the social.
Yeah, I'm Sarah Sterling _ on Twitter, Sarah G. Sterling on Instagram.
Yep, and I'm Mr. Leo Zombie on Instagram and Leo Zombie on Twitter. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. That was a blast. What a fun episode.
Thanks for joining us for Date Night on Disney News Weekly.
We love you.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.